Hey guys, it is Suzanne with another energy update. This is client work that I do in terms of my weekly practice, and I, if you're not familiar with these, get permission from an anonymous standpoint from my clients to be able to share their stories so that we can all learn from them. And I think it's interesting the patterns that I start to see as an energy practitioner because of the fact that I do see so many people, you know, day after day, week after week. And I think it's super interesting how humans tend to bring forward specific, I don't know, patterns and or kind of like finds like sort of things, because indeed, not only are we individuals, but we are part of that collective energy. And this particular client and or recording is happening in just entering maybe the second quarter of the year. And I am finding a very, very common theme here in terms of a lot of people are feeling like they started out the year at a pretty, you know, good trajectory, a fast paced, things seem synchronistic, etc. And then a lot of us are feeling, myself included, this very flat space in the universe, or very stuck, are very just kind of like not a lot going on, sort of like the party's in the other room and the door is closed. And it's interesting because I think that many, many of us are experiencing that. And when we look at the reasons for that, there are many, many reasons. I think it has a lot to do with the ascension process and the fact that many of us were really moving forward with some good trajectory of, hey, I'm getting this stuff together, you know, I'm moving through the ascension process, and a collective basis is moving together in releasing fear, etc. And then all of a sudden, it's very, very much the kickback from those collective energies, because right when we think that we are moving forward, boom, then we don't. And so I also think it's super interesting that when we come at the end of a first quarter of a year, oftentimes we will find many people coming into this particular client included, and myself included, by the way, coming into this sense of really angst about sense of security, money, issues of, you know, finances that doesn't usually seem to bother us up until this point in time. And this particular person was doing that as well, really feeling crazy at the end of that first quarter, entering second quarter, really, really having financial problems. It was affecting relationships. It was affecting old programming that this particular client was not even maybe running any longer. And this actual same scenario happened to myself, meaning I don't really worry about finances. I don't really think about how the money's going to come because it always does. But this year, oh my goodness, it just went bonkers. And I really started to examine why this happened. And I think what happens for us as a collective is that old IRS anvil that hangs over our head when it's tax time in that April period, whether we are paying taxes or not paying taxes, whether we owe money or get back money, it doesn't matter. Just that box of patriarchal, top-down, oh, the government's in charge of you kind of programming kind of floats through that collective. And wherever we're at as an individual, that ignites any fears that we still have within us. And it directly, in this particular client's case, affected relationships. Now, this particular client also has a partner that she is dealing with in terms of, not only did the old finances boot up, but the old thinking I have to take care of somebody booted up. And so it's really interesting because the codependency will come out of that same programming. If we're worried about finances, safe, sense of security, survival, then that second level or that second layer comes out of codependency with our partner. And in this particular client's case, she felt like she needed to assist her partner in terms of that partner's codependent patterns of not feeling good enough. That particular partner for her had an eating disorder, and the gal client of mine felt like she needed to assist her partner in her eating disorder and be on top of it and be aware of it. Now, we all know we can't change anybody. God forbid we know we can't change an eating disorder. But we have these ridiculous programs of you complete me or I complete you, you fix me or I fix you, versus the reality is that's not true. We choose to fix ourselves. We definitely can support our partner. We can cheerlead our partner, we can pray for our partner, but we can't change that partner. So when we do that, we are turning our empathy into empathing, and oftentimes that will create a really big depletion of energy. Depletion of energy in this case for this client was exhaustion and worry and additional programs being booted up of that I'm not good enough. So this is a loop pattern that happens to many, many, many couples. And it's really, really important for us, because then what we do is we slip into what's called an archetype of being the savior. I'm going to save you. I'm going to fix you. And then that's an ego thing that happens to us, which is really old programming also, meaning I'm going to fix you. Now, the bottom line of this whole energy pattern is I'm not comfortable with my partner when my partner's not comfortable with themselves, because I want to fix that partner because it's an ego thing, and it doesn't always conscious. It's a subconscious ego thing. And that subconscious is actually wanting to fix somebody, because the reality is I'm going to feel more comfortable if you're not that way, meaning I'm going to feel more comfortable if you are better, if you are more stable, if you are healthy, if you are, you know, gaining weight in terms of this anorexia, etc. So we actually, through this savior archetype, are the ones that are egoically trying to fix somebody else, because it actually makes us feel better. Now, that said, we don't really even know we're doing these kinds of things. So it's really, really important for us to actually step back in our egoic self and be very, very aware and humble and honest and really open up to the fact that, yeah, our egos do get in the way. We usually don't wear this out on the front of our face and really like charge into this thinking that I'm so fabulous and wonderful, I'm going to fix you. But it is very, very important for us to know that this subconscious stuff does go on. And again, take what resonates for you in any of these energy updates. And if it doesn't resonate for you or your situation, obviously just toss it out. Now, this particular client, I always pull a card at the beginning of any client session, and it is an angel card. It's an oracle deck that tells me what I want to bring forward for that client to actually look at. And I think it's interesting, because this very much was about herself and her partner and how her partner reacts and belief systems, etc. And the card that I pulled was the romance card. Now, you would think that that means the romance with her partner. And in essence, what that means when we pull a card for a healing session is it's about yourself. This is about a romance with self. Now, this particular client is bringing forward, obviously, all of the partner issues. But when we have that card, what that means is we need to understand, if we choose, we need to understand that romance of self, that way that we understand our own essence, our own being, our higher self, our lower self. What's the connection there? What is that relationship there? And we need to do that work on that, because then and only then is when we bring a healthier me to the table for this ongoing partnership. Most of us don't think like that. We charge into these relationships and we think it's that damn thing about, oh, you complete me. No one's going to complete me. I complete myself. And it's really important for us to understand I am going into this relationship as healthy as I can with a relationship of my own, first and foremost, with my higher self, so that I'm bringing this frequency forward that has no conditions attached. Now, in this particular case with this gal also, she is very much a gypsy in terms of how her energy works. She's very much one of those people that likes to roam. And this is another thing that I think is super interesting, because some people are designed that way. And it's another honoring of that relationship to higher self. It's honoring the fact that my body is being called to move forward. Now, when this sort of a thing happens, we need to look further and go, okay, is this an organic, really natural part of my soul path? Or is this a running away from something that I haven't dealt with? And I think it's usually a little bit of both, by the way. I find with clients, a lot of times we feel like if I'm just going to move forward and get to a different place, things are going to be better. If I change location, things are going to be better. So it's like a pushing of the energy or a chasing something when we haven't really finalized or released or let go of what we're running from. That can potentially be part of this gypsy. However, I think that there is in some people a soul vibrational frequency of the gypsy. And this is important if this is you. If you are one of those people that feels like they just want to move and then I want to move again, it's important and critical to examine, am I running and pushing the energy and chasing and running from, and or is it organic? What organic to me means when we're a gypsy from a soul standpoint is that these actual meat and bone bodies are sometimes like a flash drive for consciousness, that these meat and bone existences for some particular souls that have incarnated here are kind of gifted with the actual mission of moving their meat body around the country, if not around the world. And this is different than the frequency of I'm running from something or I'm chasing something. It is more of an inner calling. It's a more of an inner knowing. So again, it's important for us to have a full relationship with higher self to understand, am I running or am I truly being called? When we are called, what that means is the actual essence from inside of us is being drawn to a place, and it can be a different city, it can be a different block in the same city, it can be a different country, it can be anything. But when one has a really good relationship with higher self, they can determine if this is indeed a calling of the gypsy, because then when we heed that call or honor that voice, we get to that new place on the map. We get to that new city, that new mountaintop, that new beach. And what happens, if we allow it to happen, organically, our inner knowing, our higher self, possibly even our past lives, will have a DNA cellular exchange when we get to this place. Sometimes we know we're doing this, oftentimes we have no clue. My goal as an energy practitioner, when this happens to me, mine don't have it long term, meaning I don't get called to move, but I definitely get called to transfer information on vacations and many amounts of times. I get called to say, hey, you need to get your butt down to Peru, or you need to get your butt down to Arizona and sit on this land. When that happens, Suzanne's organic self, my body, my actual meat and bone, just experiences, whether it's 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 years, experiences that frequency. And by experiencing it, we are moving information through our cell structure. When I do it, I oftentimes know exactly what I'm doing, because for me in particular, my guides will put information in my body before I even go. Meaning, I'll have meditation time and they will download me with information. Sometimes it's geometric forms. Sometimes I know that I'm carrying with me. I know it sounds weird. I'm carrying with me, you know, a sphere. I'm carrying a cube. We work energy and geometrics on higher levels. Our structure of reality is created through actual mathematics and geometrics. And so sometimes we are aware, and most of the time we're not aware, that we are carrying these geometric codes and or DNA cellular codes or even memories from one place to another. And oftentimes this is part of that metaphysical gypsy. And again, this gypsy can be very short term, meaning it's a vacation, or it can be long term, meaning I move. So I'm encouraging you to really open your mind to the fact that this is a real possibility. Oftentimes we will move that information like a flash drive, meaning my body will gain information, I will transport it to the next location just by being physically and emotionally and mentally there. That information is dumped into either that ground frequency or the cosmic frequency of that particular location. And then when my time is done there, I'm either gaining more material to move forward to somewhere else, or I get called for a different so-called project somewhere else. Maybe to many of you this sounds weird, maybe to some of you it sounds familiar, maybe to a few of you it sounds like exactly what you do. And let it fall where it may in terms of that, because maybe you're not a gypsy and maybe you are. So I think it's just super important that this particular client that I was working with, it's critical for us to discern what that gypsy call is, and why did I have my old feelings of fight or flight get booted up right when I get the gypsy call. Examine that relationship of who I'm with right now and see if indeed this person is going to be moving with me, or if it's time to move forward from. And these are all things to personally examine, because no one's the same. No one chooses those truths for you. There's never really a right or a wrong to anything. It's all choices and personal responsibility attached. So something to think about. And if this one is way over your head, just let it go. And if not, just kind of ponder it and think about it. And if it totally makes sense, ask more questions. If you are the gypsy, if you are being called, or if you're being nudged, ask your higher self. Ask your guides for more clarity. It's really important for us to connect with our higher selves, our guidance, our totems, the land itself, angelics, whatever you use for guidance, it's important to ask for clarity. So I hope this one helps out, and cosmic hugs to all, and we will talk again soon.